This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Raheny Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're back in Chicago. We feel it. There is no other version of this show. This is it. We're in it.
It's not the end of beginnings. It's just the start
of the year.
Yeah, yes.
This is Raheny Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall, you looked at me.
Playoffs for everyone. Sort of I like it. 2026, playoffs for everyone.
Playoffs for everyone, or at least two of the teams so far. Stop trying to wish cast the Bulls into this. They scored 33 points and a half last night.
I was thinking about the White Sox, which maybe not be as...
Whoa. Slow down, bro. Slow down, bro.
Bezelis had 26 last night. That's the only guy I care about
right
now.
I'm not really trying to mock the Bulls. It's just, really, if it wasn't for the Bulls, I wouldn't have emphatically turned on the Illinois State game, to be fair.
9 for 12 from the field.
How about that dunk the other day by Bezelis?
That was so good.
That was so good.
It was. Anytime you can get the extension.
Anytime you can get the guys on the bench jumping out, Vucevic, like jumping out of you, like you can't control your body.
Vuce doesn't even get up like that anymore.
No, and it reminded me.
That's how you know it's organic.
It reminded me of the Derrick Rose dunk against Dragic in Phoenix, and watching my favorite part of that dunk is watching the Phoenix bench react. Even they couldn't help themselves. They were getting out of their seats and contorting themselves and doing the whole thing. It's beautiful.
He got dunked on so hard, he's like, I need to be a Chicago Bull. And he became one.
And he was a bad Bull.
But he was such a good sport about it, too. Yeah. Once he came here, he was such a good sport about all of it. Like, he had fun with the dunk. He had fun with the discussion. But you know, I love Goran Dragic. I feel like he was such a truth teller that season too. Like I
heard the defense. Lead pass. Stop it! Did not do him like that. What are you doing, Dragic? Did you not get the memo? Derrick Rose can go upstairs.
The best. Let it be known that, in my opinion, the best play in a basketball game is one that gets people out of their seats, the fans, and then they run around. When you love it so much, you run around.
Like in circle, you do.
Yes. That's when it's the best.
You can't control your body. That's great.
And frankly, I feel like that is kind of the mood when we discuss this topic. Is Kevin Byard talked about on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast what it's like playing in Chicago when that's the emotion? You know, the did you not get the memo, for example, when the teams are playing well, and also, you know, versus, say, where he was before with the Titans. Take a listen.
So you start 0-2. What's that noise like in that building compared to the Titans?
Bro, it's heavy. Like, I will say, so you know how we have, like, TVs? We got TVs around our facility. And in our hydro area where the hot tubs and the cold tubs is, three TVs in there. One TV is always, like, on Fox Sports or something like that. Mm. And Colin Carhart, I think is his name.
Yeah.
So he does his sports every day.
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
Cowherd. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean to butcher his name. My bad.
It's a pillow.
But, bro, this guy every single day talks about the Chicago Bears. Like, every time I feel like I go in there, he's talking about Caleb Williams and how bad the Bears suck or whatever it may be. But it's bad, bro. Like I said, in Tennessee, you really realize, like, how light the media is. Like, normally, you know, if you're doing well, they're talking good about you. But it's not a whole lot of negative media people outside of Paul Gorski. We all know Paul. Yeah. So big fans of Paul, good friends.
Yeah.
But no, it's heavy, bro. And it's a city that it can divide the players and the team real quick. Because everybody hear the noise. I mean, you know how people go into their medias, their press conferences and be like, you know, we're ignoring the noise. We're not, like, it's impossible, bro. Mm-hmm. And anybody that says that is lying. We all know that. Everybody gets on Twitter, Instagram, and sees the stuff that people say about them, especially this generation, bro. These guys literally type their names in on social media just to see exactly what people are saying, whether it's good or bad. It's crazy. But no, the noise is heavy. But when we winning, it's all good attention. The fans is crazy. I mean, think about this, bro. I've had some really good years in Tennessee. Obviously, we was all teammates together. But this past year, I was the fifth highest voted player for the Pro Bowl overall. That just lets you know, like, how much our fans were voting, how much they love this team, that I was able to be top five in votes. Me and Kayla was top five. So, and obviously, I'm up there with, like, Travis Kelce and all those guys. And obviously, I had a good year. I appreciate it. Obviously, I feel like I'm a good player. But, I mean, top five is crazy. But that just lets you know, how good and dope our fans are, for sure.
That's so heartwarming. Also hilarious that he's like, wait, I was top five?
He's like, I had a good year, but, like, let's be real. Was it that good? Should I be a top five Pro Bowl vote getter?
The self-awareness.
I mean, he described it perfectly. Like, we all know from being in this city and doing this show exactly what the emotions are. The Bears fans are always there. They're always there. In mass. It's just they're just waiting for something good, and if it ain't good, they'll let you know. And once it's good, you will be embraced like no other franchise in the country, quite frankly.
Well, and the sad part is we haven't gotten to do the good part very often.
Right.
And we haven't gotten to talk to players when life is good. You know, like for example, you know, I'm calling for Colson Levin to get some more Ocheval because he got it on Saturday. Feed that's the kind of stuff. It's not always be afraid to go out to dinner. It's no, people are buying you and sending you food.
Yeah,
you
know? see the Burger Minis with Caleb.
Yes. Know? Yeah, they got to see Caleb Williams. That made Demois, the very famous celebrity gossip site too.
Oh, that's what that place is?
Demois? No, that's the Post made that site.
Oh,
I don't
gotcha.
Know where they were.
Okay.
They were at Beatrix.
Beatrix is good.
So,
Beatrix is good.
Request.
Yeah.
You don't have to honor it. Obviously, it's your show. Yeah. You and Dan Weider are live from 6 to 8 tonight here on 6-7 The Score with Live Take the North podcast. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
If you do get a chance, though, ask him, is he the one, because he's from here, that put Colson Loveland onto the Oshawa?
Oh, yeah. I bet he was, honestly.
Because that's a tight ends room thing. We're going to get some food.
Like, and as you would expect,
the 6'5
get that fried
somehow.
Bologna sandwich.
If you would expect about, you know, as good of a guy Cole Kmet is, and he legitimately is, like, he took Loveland under his wing, like, so fast. They're besties.
And
like,
remember, we had, aww. It TJ? It might have been TJ. It might have been someone else who told us that, like, he's the dude when you need reservations, golf, whatever. Cole Kmet's the guy who hooks it up for everybody.
I go to Cole Kmet for stuff, okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't.
Which is funny because TJ is also from here.
Yeah, but TJ, he's not as...
He's a different personality.
He's a subtle guy.
Like, yeah, he's a lot less gregarious, let's
that's
say,
the word, gregarious, yes.
He's not as much Cole of an Kmet. Extrovert, probably.
Right.
Like, right. TJ's the responsible one, where if something bad has happened, I'm like, how do you explain this to people, TJ? And he would have an answer.
Yeah, he would have
an
answer.
Yeah, TJ's very Chicago, just not as gregarious, not as public, I suppose.
I hope you guys heard on the morning show when they asked him to rank, like, the who he wanted to see in the playoffs. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm from here. Yeah, I know it's Green Bay for the fans.
He knows what's up.
Yeah. Like, I thought he was going to duck the question totally. He did not. I was surprised.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Because he picks and chooses his battles.
Yes.
Well. Dang it, TJ Edwards and your responsibility. He can speak to this too. But what's funny is when we heard Kevin Byard talk about that, Mark, you were reminded of something.
Yeah.
From baseball season.
Oh, one of the best things I heard from Nico Horner last year, who is a regular contributor on the Spiegel and Holmes show. And he talked and just nailed it on the rigors and rewards of playing in Chicago.
That's part of playing in a big market, though. Like, we all want to be in a place where we're held to a high standard and people are, like, we're playing sports on TV and for entertainment, and, like, we deserve to be criticized when things aren't going well. Like, that's just what you sign up for, and I think we're lucky to be in a place where there is a high standard, right? Like, it's the part of what makes the good things so good, too, right? So you can't, like, knock anyone that's holding you to a high standard or wanting more from the group, because that's what we want too.
It's not for everybody, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to admit it, but there are athletes who don't want to be held to that standard because it's hard. It really is.
As somebody who worked outside of Chicago, I can tell you about athletes talking about being in Chicago, and it was not always a positive experience for them in the media.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, especially, and I always talk about this, like, the players that I talk to that have played in the big New York, L.A., Philly, all these places, they say just the pure quantity of people in their locker rooms is by far the most that they've ever seen. Because New York splits itself up, obviously. It would probably be New York if they had just one team, but they don't. And L.A. is L.A. They don't care nearly as much about football as we do here. DJ Moore, I think when he first came here, I remember him not being overwhelmed by any means. I mean, this is a Philly guy, so he's not going to get overwhelmed easily. But he was kind of like, whoa, you guys all want to talk to me? Like,
it ain't Carolina.
It's not Carolina. That's perfect.
And you know what? In my mind, even if it's not true, I like to believe that this is what happened to Nate Davis, and he just couldn't handle the pressure after playing in Nashville.
Is that why he went to the pressure of ping pong?
Is it? Yeah, he's great at ping pong. That's just
what I tell myself, and not that it's true or anything. I'm not trying to slander Nate Davis.
But I think he slandered himself.
Yeah.
Like, that was the problem. Like, talk about, it's like being a left-handed reliever. You can work for a long time if you're a serviceable offensive lineman. And for that guy to not have a job says a lot about that. But that is the flip side of it. You know, we've heard Robert Quinn say when he was first here, before the year he had, you know, where he had that incredible year with the sacks, that because of his contract, he was afraid of, like, going out to dinner and all of that. There was a lot of criticism on him. I'm sure Montez Sweat, to an extent, feels that. That's why I was appreciative of him talking to you.
Yeah,
I do think you can offset it a little bit. Like, for example, Jalen Johnson, if we didn't know him from being on this show so often on the Score, on the afternoon show, would we necessarily know where he was for a couple of these OTAs? You know, it's a hard thing to understand that the more you know about somebody, even when you don't want to talk to people, the more benefit of the doubt you innately get.
Yeah, and the Montez Sweat, I'm glad you brought up that name. I do wonder, like, and he, you know, this is his second double-digit sack season with the Bears. Part of it was earned in Washington in the year that he got the double digits. But I do wonder sometimes if he's one of those guys who, like, while he's appreciative of being here, he accepted the big money contract. I don't know if he likes it here or not. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, I'm talking about the media. Because he's very quiet. He doesn't talk a lot to the media, and that's fine. He talks enough. So I do wonder if he's one of those guys, like the bright lights get to him a little bit.
But he acknowledged the same thing that everybody else has said. So in doing so, I feel like he offsets some of the like perceived animosity because he knows. It's nice to hear him say things.
Yeah, yeah. And when he said to me earlier in the year, he basically looked at me and said, the media is not helping in terms of the struggle that he was going through and the team was going through at the time.
Yeah, we're not here to help you. But at the same time, we're going to give you your fair share when you want to talk.
Right. And I think sometimes when they talk about that, they are talking about the Colin Cowherds of the world. You know what I mean? Because
so
unfortunately...
Cowherd.
That's the stuff, unfortunately, that gets through. I'd like to think it's like they hear us on the score. No, it's really like the players. It's the talking head debate shows that they're watching like the rest of the world.
Grody, I see you as a talking head, just to be fair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, while I'm sitting here with two talking heads, I'm the talking head, the two talented TV people in the room. I'm
talking
not that.
More about
all
your
I do is just read a teleprompter.
That's it.
When
that's
people
all TV
want to
people
insult
do.
Me, was, that's all I do. I was never talking, had an original thought in my life.
Do you guys write your own scripts?
More about
no.
you as a podcaster.
Yes, we do.
I know you do.
What's a script?
Misconceptions of people like thinking that people do all the work
it's
for TV people.
It's all on the
people.
Fly for me.
You've been all in you do is read a teleprompter. Well, you already even put your face on this message, so try again.
I know what you guys do. It's there's work. There's
if
work.
You want to talk to other people in person, join the score in Circa Sports Illinois this Friday. Real time sports in Elk Grove Village. We've been there. Spiegel and Holmes will be live
there
from 2 to 6 for playoff talk in the afternoon as Chicago prepares for another rematch against Green Bay. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circa Sports Illinois. That is Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. So Kevin Byard, we liked what he had to say a lot on the Bustin' with the Boys podcast. And he also apparently let us in on the initial reception to now one of the most famous chants of the Chicago Bears this season. So we'll listen to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.